We're in the middle of Hilchos Matana, Halacha Gimel, Sif Gimel. This halacha is based on a chapter in the Likutei Moharan where Rabbi Nizal speaks about the concept of the Oitzar Matnas Chinam. That the fact that Hashem gave the Torah to Bnei Yisrael and to the world after 2,500 years almost of the world being in existence, how is that possible, Rabbi Nizal asks? If we're told that the Torah is called Eitz Chaim Hila Machzikim Bo, it's a tree of life. If that's the breathing, if that's the respirator of the world, then what the world do for 2,500 years? The answer is, Rabbi Nizal explains that by Hashem there's a certain place in Shemayim that's called the Oitzar Matnas Chinam, the treasury of free gifts, where Kaviyochel, that represents a certain extraordinary level of chesed that exists by Hashem, which goes beyond any rules of fairness and justice and mishpat, zero. This represents pure chesed, and that's what sustained the world at that time. And that's also what sustains a person when the person goes off the path. When a person cuts off his connection to Torah, a person does an Avera, he goes against the Torah, then the Torah can't give him food, the Torah can't give him life. So where does he get life from? He gets it from this second channel, as we call it, this Oitzar Matnas Chinam. And this is also, to a degree, what sustains the Goyim, Lahavdil, who have no kesher to Torah, what keeps them alive? This Oitzar Matnas Chinam, which Rav Nosson Zal also referred to as the Torah Ne'elemes, because he explained it's not that the Torah wasn't in existence at all at that time, it's just that Hashem didn't go public with it. Avram Avinu was Mekayim Mitzvah Yisino, the Torah was around, it was created 2,000 years before the world even. So it's not that it wasn't around, it's just that it wasn't given publicly. And yet, we see that that made a very big difference. Because the Gemara says that the world was mismoite, the world was very, very shaky, until Yoim HaShishi, until the sixth day of Sivan, Matan Torah, Vayechulu Ashmaim Voretz. That's when heaven and earth were really completed. Until then, they didn't have Shlemus. So we see that there's a very major difference between when the Torah is nizgale, when it's revealed, when it's made public, versus this Torah ne'elemes, which in a certain sense represents a higher level Torah, much higher level Torah, but on the other hand, it's not as beneficial for the world as when the Torah is made public. This is a very deep concept and an unusual, not a standard kind of concept that Rabbi Nizal mentions. And Rabbi Nosson Zal had said, V'hovein heita, in other words, to study this very carefully, we'll see it later. Okay. This is basically the foundation of what we're talking about. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, V'ze b'chinas kol matanto, deloiksiv be'kos v'hu b'shuko, v'chosmu b'bro, eina matono. This is why the Shulchan Aruch says that when a person wants to give somebody a gift, al pi halocha, with a shtar matono, you must make sure to write in the shtar that this is being written, this is being publicized in the marketplace and signed out in the open. We're making it public. Why? What's the issue? Ki ikara hamatono nimsheches mibchinas oitzar matnas chinam anal. The main concept of a gift in this world is based on this concept in Shamayim of the oitzar matnas chinam, that there also there's a concept of gift. She'ikroi hu b'shvil lekadesh kol hamekoymoy shebechutz. The main purpose as to why Hashem created this Oitzar Matnas Chinam was to be able to have a means of drawing Kedusha into the mekoymoy sachitzoinim, into the chutz, outside the Kedusha. So that, because the Kedusha itself is the Torah, that wherever there's Torah, that's typically where there's Kedusha. What about those places where there's no Torah? Outside the Torah, how are they sustained? They're sustained via this Oitzar Matnas Chinam. That was the main reason why Hashem made this Oitzar Matnas Chinam, was to have a means of providing chiyus even to those that are outside the Torah, outside the Kedusha. Lekadshom b'kedusha Eretz Yisrael, to be mekadesh those places with the level of Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael in a sense. Kemavoyer Hashem b'Torah Nal Kanal, as Rabbi Nizal explains in that chapter on Likutei Moharan. Because the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael normally is tied into the Kiddush of the Torah. We say it in Tehillim. Vayitein lohem arzo izgoyim, va'amal umim yiroshu. Hashem gave the Yidden this land of Eretz Yisrael. Why? Ba'avur yishmeru chuka v'sayroisav yinsayru, so that we should keep the mitzvahs of the Torah. So that the kiddush of Eretz Yisrael isn't based on some Turkey Zionism baloney. It's not based on the nonsense where they could have done an eeny, meeny, miny, mo and made Eretz Yisrael in Uganda. They could have made Eretz Yisrael in Brighton Beach, wherever they wanted. It's not based on that. Eretz Yisrael has eser kiddushos, the Gemara talks about. Very serious kiddusha. And that kedusha is plugged into the Aseres Adibrois, the Asorah Ma'amorois. The kedusha of Eretz Yisrael doesn't come from the banana plants in it. It comes from the Torah. It comes from the fact that this land is connected, Kaviyochel Hashem connected this place with the Aseres Adibrois, with the Asorah Ma'amorois in a certain way, which means that those people that are outside Eretz Yisrael, outside the kedusha, to a certain extent are outside the Torah. Proof is that there are many important mitzvahs that they have no kesher to. Trumas and maestros, other things typically which they have, orla, well, which they have no connection to. Why? Because they're outside Eretz Yisrael, so to a certain extent, they're outside the Torah also. And again, where are they going to live from? Rabbeinu Zal showed in that chapter in the Likutei Moran that the Oitzer Matnas Chinam gives them life, and it gives them the ability to elevate the places that they're in to be malit to the madrega of the kiddush of Eretz Yisrael to a certain extent. And now Rav Nosson says, Ki at tzadik mekadesh kol mekoymois hachitzoinim v'chol horechoik menakdusha, because the tzadik has the ability to be mekadesh all outside places and all of those places that are far from kiddusha. Kulam hu mekarev l'Hashem Yisborach. He brings all of them close to Hashem. Umekadsham bigdushas Yisrael. And he makes them holy. Bigdushas Eretz Yisrael, I believe it should be. Al yedei ho'oitzer matnas chinom shu mekabel nisham shebesho shebotel menatoyer v'kanal. Through the fact that Rabbeinu Zal showed over there that even tzaddikim can't be attached to the Torah 24 hours a day. Even they have to take some time off in a sense. And when he's taking time off from the Torah, what's keeping him alive? He's plugged into channel 2. He's plugged into this Oitzar Matnas Chinam. Once the tzaddik has to come onto it for himself, he serves as a conduit, as a tzinoir, for all the Rishoyim, or all the Mekoyim HaSachitzayim, all those places that have no kesher to Torah, and that would have no normal source of life. The tzaddik is able to serve as a tzinor from this Oitzar Matnas Chinam to draw life to those places. Because we said, for the Rishoyim alone, Hashem wouldn't have been justified in making an Oitzar Matnas Chinam. Go justify, I'm building a city for the criminals. Why build a city? Wipe out the criminals and you won't have, you won't need baloney. Here, Kaviyochel, for Hashem to make an Oitzar Matnas Chinam for the Rishoyim would be wrong. So therefore, Kaviyochel, Hashem had to use a trick, in a sense, of creating man in such a way that even the tzaddik can't be dovuk to the Torah at all times. So if he's not going to be dovuk, how's he going to live? He has to come on to the Oitzar Matnas Chinam also. He has to come on to it, so already there has to be an Oitzar Matnas Chinam. Once it's there, the main purpose for which Hashem wanted it was to be able to provide for the Rishoyim, or for the Mekom HaSachitzoinim. V'yalkein tzrichin lichtoy bahamatono ksuva b'shuka v'chosmu b'broa. This is why the Shulchan Aruch says that in a shtar matana, you must write that this is being written in the marketplace and signed outside in the open. Ki ikar b'chinas hamatono nizgale b'shvokim u'borechoivois. Because the main place where this concept of matana goes into effect is bedafka in those outside places. The shuk outside represents the place of the klipos and tumah. Inside the house represents the place of the kiddush. You have a mezuzah on it, and you have sforim in the house, and you have kashrus in the house, everything. When you go outside into the streets are assumed to be a bad place, a place where the klipos have an easy, can attach themselves easily. Valiyedei ha'oitzer matnas chinam onu megalim shegam shom Hashem Yisborach nimtza. And through this oitzer matnas chinam, we reveal the fact that Hashem is there also. Hashem is not only in the house. Hashem is found even in the mekom hachitzonim also. Va'onu koivshim kulam, and we conquer those places. Umekachim oisam bigdushas Yisrael, and we're able to bring the kedusha of Yiddishkeit into those places, into Chutz Loretz, into wherever it is. Ki beretzoinoi nosno lahem, Uberzainai Nosnalonu, because Kavyochel Hashem with his Rotzain decided to give those places to the Goyim, and with his Rotzain he gives us the ability to conquer those places and turn them into places of Kiddusha. Valkain Ein Lahamatono Kiyim Kiyum Kiyim Kisheyit Tichtoiv B'soicho Kozlu B'shuko. And this is why a Shtar Matono isn't considered valid and definite and permanent unless you write these words into it, unless you specify that it's being made public knowledge. Ki ein lahamatono kiyum kiyum kishemakabelos mishorosh shalom ala shoyitza matanschinam kanal. Because the only way a matono on earth has any validity is if it's plugged into the concept of matono that exists in Shemayim. And there, ve'ikroitza matanschinam hu sheyispashet chazdoi v'tuvo yisporach gam be'mekonos hachitzoniyim sheyirochoik menakdushem oyim. And the main concept for which Hashem made this Oitza Matnas Chinam in Shemayim is so that Hashem should have a means of giving to those who are outside of the Kedusha, outside the Torah and everything. Legalois shegam shom, legalois gam shom, sheyesh odoin yochid v'shalit u'moishel yisborach. To reveal even in those outside places that there is a Hashem who rules over everything. That Hashem created everything with the 10 statements of creation. Only with Hashem's chesed. B'chinas oilam chesed yibone. That's how we're able to be mekadesh even those outside places. B'kdushas Yisrael. And this is where Rabbeinu Zal brings in a chapter in Likut Imran that the people of Chutz Loretz are called in the Gemara Bnei Hagoyle. Hagoyle. Rabbeinu Zal brings that the word Goyle, Gimel Vav Lamed Hei, makes up the first letters of Venisha Gamhu Lelokeinu. There's a pasuk that says that not only is Eretz Yisrael going to be Kodosh, but when Mashiach comes, the Bote Teatrois, all those big stadiums in Chutz Loretz, are going to become part of Eretz Yisrael. They're going to be elevated and become transported to Eretz Yisrael in a sense. Why? Because of the fact that the Yidden have a right when they come to a place, even if the place isn't Kodosh, and they establish Kedusha there, they build shuls there, and they do mitzvahs there and everything, to a certain extent they have the ability to be Mekadesh that place, Bigdusha Eretz Yisrael, that place should also be Lelokeinu, it should also have the Shechina upon it to a certain extent.
Can you elaborate on that? I mean, on one hand, you know, we're supposed to come to this certain day. On the other hand, we're saying that, in a sense, and I know Rabbi Rav says that whenever a Jewish community is established, like, one has to make that ground, but the Bechina Eretz Yisrael.
Bechina Eretz Yisrael, yes.
And we also know that when Mashiach comes, I
used
this one thing, but I heard that the whole world is going to be Eretz Yisrael.
That Eretz Yisrael is going to be Nispashet, correct.
What does all this mean?
It means that today, there's a concept of Gvul, Tzimtzum. Today we're still in Golos. This was one of the things I spoke about in Miron on Shabbos. There's a pasuk, Lochem Golo Ami Mibli Das. My nation is in Golos from a lack of Das. If the das is b'shleimus, when a person has shleimus hadas, there's no boundaries, there's no tzimtzum. A person whose brain is 100% sholem, for that person there's no such thing as a place where they're uncomfortable. When you get a person who says, I can't learn today, it's too hot today. And tomorrow he can't learn because it's too cold. And the next day he can't learn because the lights aren't good. And the third day he can't... That's a certain sign of immaturity in it. We call that immature or lack of das, lack of intelligence, because the more intelligent a person is, the higher the level of das, the more there's no tzimtzum. That person isn't limited by space in any way, that I can only do it here and I can't do it there. That person can, wherever he is, he can attach himself to Hashem. In a shul, in a kitchen, in a forest, on an airplane, wherever he is, he can serve Hashem and do mitzvahs and everything, because there's no boundaries, no gvul. That's when there's shlei. When the Lossed Lovoy, Mashiach's going to come, kimolo ha'oretz deyos Hashem, kamayim lechasim, so there won't be then Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Loretz, there'll be no boundaries. Eretz Yisrael will be nispashet everywhere. But today that's not the case. Today there's miblidas. So today there is tzimtzumim. And today this place is not like that place. Today the Shulchan Aruch says, if you have a choice of davening at home or davening in a shul, you're not supposed to daven at home. Even without a minyan. Even if there's no minyan in the shul, daven in the shul without a minyan rather than davening at home. Why? What do you mean? Hashem's in the shul, it's not my house? Yeah, to us, not relative to Hashem, relative to us. Relative to me, there's a difference in the aspect of Hashem that's in the house and the aspect of Hashem that's in the shul. Or the aspect of Hashem that's in Chutz Laretz, or the aspect of Hashem that's in Eretz Yisrael. It's different, very different. You understand? That's a nekuda, this. All of these pages are going to be explaining this more.
What about the notion of finding the parameters of Eretz Yisrael, even in the different, specific, northern, southern, eastern?
He's quoting a certain Gemara which says that at some future day, it could be not Moshiach, could be after that, there'll come a time when all the boundaries are going to be removed. Zap. No tzimtzum.
Physical or conscious?
I think physically also. I think so. We'll see. Even South Africa. Forget Greece. Even South Africa. Let's go. V'zeh b'chinas Purim v'dalet parshis. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to switch. He's going to have a whole discussion now about the Yom Tov of Purim and the fact that we read the Dalet parshis, Parshas Shkol and Zohar had before. And he's going to show how that whole Yom Tov is tied into this concept of the Asaron Amoris and the Oitzer Matnas Chinam, how that, with that, we're going to come to understand the whole concept of Purim much, much better. Ki Yefsher, Lehiskarev, Lashem Yisporach, Kiim Al Yedei, Tzadikim Amitim. It's impossible for a person to come close to Hashem without true Tzadikim. We said that the Baal Shem Tov says on the Pasuk, Zeh Hashar Lashem, this is the gateway that leads to Hashem. How? Tzadikim. That's the Shar. The Shar is called Tzadikim. Through them, Yovoi Uvoi. Through them, a person could come close to Hashem. A person will say, what kind of baloney? That's for Hasidim only, or that's for... The answer is that the Baal Shem Tov explains that at Matan Torah, when Hashem attempted to give the Torah to the Yidden, and he tried speaking to them openly, and they were all shown clearly that they couldn't handle it. They all got blown away. They all died from it. And they begged Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, we see we can handle it. Therefore, you speak to us. Don't let Hashem talk to us any further so we don't die again. We don't know if we're going to come back again if He kills us a second time. So therefore, they said, Moshe Rabbeinu, you speak to us. From that point on, it became established that a Jew needs, that the Yidden needs Tzadikim. They can't assume that each one can have their own direct connection to Hashem, period, and that's enough. This doesn't mean chas v'shalom, that you daven to the tzaddik, or that, any of that kind of baloney. It means a Jew still davens to Hashem, and serves Hashem and everything. But as far as being zoicha to come close to Hashem on your own, without the help of tzaddikim, you got one shot in a billion of doing it. And maybe less. And maybe less. Ki heim mamshichim kedusha v'chius l'chol hoylam. Because it's the tzaddikim that represent the pipes. They're the ones that draw the kedusha and chius into the world. U'megalin elikusa yisborach l'horechoykim en ha'kedusha moed. They're the ones who have the ability to reveal Hashem even to those people that are very far from the kedusha. Al yedei ho'oitzer matnas chinam. Through this oitzer matnas chinam shemekabla mishom b'shul shebetelam in haTorah, which the tzaddik has to come on to during the time that he's botel from Torah. Just a side note: there's a story in the Zohar Kodesh where one of the times where Rav Shimon Yochai's Talmidim met this yenuka, and he gave them a shir. One of the things he interpreted for them was the riddle of Shimshon HaGibor. If you remember, Shimshon HaGibor gave the Pelishtim a riddle, and the riddle was Me'az Yotza Mosoik. May ha'oichel yotza machol. May ha'oichel yotza machol. Umeaz yotza mosoik. From that which eats came forth food. That which normally eats became food. And from that which is powerful came forth something sweet. What was the solution to the riddle?
The lion
that got shredded He tore the lion into pieces, and then the bees made a beehive in the lion. So that's the oichel. Lion is typically the oichel, and he became machol, he became food. Umei az, what's more az than an ari, he said to them. The ari is the most powerful. Yotzamosoi came forth sweet, this honey. The Zohar Kodesh asks, let's hear the real story behind this riddle. What's this really talking about? The Torah isn't telling us cartoons. They killed the lion, they made a beehive, all cute and funny. What's the soid behind this? The Zohar Kodesh, this Yenuka taught Rav Shmuel Yochai's Talmidim that what's oichel? Who in the Torah is called oichel? The tzaddik. There's a pasuk that says tzaddik oichel lesoiv anafshoi. So the tzaddik is called oichel. Me ha'oichel yotzo machol. From the tzaddikim comes forth the shefa to the world. Machol refers to all the sustenance for the world. Hashem doesn't give direct to every single person. Hashem gives to the tzaddikim. They're the ones, they're the distributors. Just like when you buy food today in the makolet, the food's coming direct, straight from the farm. Baloney, no such thing. The farmers sell to distributors. The distributors sell to the makolets. Lahavdil in Kedusha, you have the same thing. Kaviyochel Hashem doesn't give each one. Why? Because each one doesn't have a pipe to receive. Each one doesn't have a hand. Hashem gives to the tzaddikim. And the tzaddikim are the ones who are in a position to distribute this Kedusha. So now, V'alkein Siyem Shom Rabbein Azal. This is why Rabbein Azal, at the end of this chapter in Likutei Moharan, Rabbein Azal says, Shehabaldovor Hiniach Atzmoi Achshav Al Zeh Mo'ed. The Satan has applied himself to this now with full strength. She'oso irvuvya ba'olam. He created a confusion in the world. She'nase machloikes v'kategoria bein atin. Talmidei Chachamim v'tzadikim. He created machloikes and kategoria among the Talmidei Chachamim, among the tzadikim. Ad she'ein echod yodea heichen ho'emes. To the point where it becomes very difficult to figure out where is the emes. Just like the Gemara says in Sota. The Pasuk says, vo'emes ne'deres. The Mishnah says that the emes will be, or it quotes a pasuk, emes nederes. So the Gemara says that the emes is nase adorim adorim. It groups. Each group claims they have the emes. They're the ones that are closest to Hashem. Ayin Shom, look over there in that chapter in the Likutei Moharan. V'zeh bechinas milchemes amolek shebechol dor vador. This is the real meaning of the battle against Amalek, which takes place in every single generation. Kama Shekosuv, as it says in the Chumash, Milchama Hashem b'Amalek midor dor, that Hashem has a war against Amalek in every single generation. Where? Where is it in 1993? Where's Amalek? Who's Amalek? V'nishba shemizborach, and the Torah says that Hashem has sworn, She'ein shmoi sholayim, ve'ein kisoi sholayim, ad sheyimche zecher Amalek. Hashem has sworn that his name is incomplete and his throne is incomplete until Amalek will be wiped out. Kiyod al kase ko. It's not kisei. It's not kisei. It's case. The aleph is missing there. And it's not yud ke vav ke, Hashem's full name, but it's ko, yud ke. And the tikkun for it is going to be, what's the tikkun for it? Ki Yaakov bochar loy ko, ivo lemoishav loy. That there's going to come a time when Hashem is going to choose Yaakov Avinu openly above all the nations of the world, and Hashem is going to show his desire. Eva means to desire. Eva, Hashem will desire Lemoy Shavloi to really set up his residence among the Yidden. This word Eva, the Aleph, is the Aleph of the Kisei that's going to be put back, and the Vav Hei is the Vav Hei of Yudke Vavke, which is missing as a result of Amalek, that's going to be put back. On the car ride, on the way up to Miron, this Erev Shabbos, I heard another beautiful chiddush. There's another pasuk where it says this. Evil, what's the pasuk? Ki bochar Hashem b'tzion, evil lemoy shavloi. There's a pasuk that says that Hashem has chosen Tzion. Tzion is one of the nicknames of Yerushalayim. In the Novi, Dovra Melech called Yerushalayim Ir Tzion. When we say Yibone HaMikdosh, Ir Tzion Tamale, Ir Tzion is Yerushalayim. So it says here, Ki bochar Hashem b'tzion, Hashem has chosen the city of Tzion, Ivo lemoy shavloi, he has shown his desire to settle in it. Which city in the world, on earth, is second place to Yerushalayim? The city of Tzfas. The word Ivo in Atbash is the word Tzfas. The Aleph becomes a Tov, the Vov becomes a Pei, and the Hei becomes a Tzadik. that that's Kivoch Hashem Betzion. Yerushalayim is first place. Yivol Moishev Loi, Tzfas is also the Moishev of Kav Yochel. That's a special, special city. Ashreinu, we were zecher to be there. We were zecher to mention everybody's names by the Arizal Sea in this era of Shabbos, Baruch Hashem. Ki Amolek humizera Esav. Amolek comes from the children of Esav. Shehu hasamach mem. He represents the Soton. Shehu amekatrek hagotoel al Yisrael. He is the main prosecutor against the Yidden. The Iker kin osay the kitrugoi hu al horichoikim horoitzim leskarv l'shem Yisborach. Who are the ones who Amalek has his sights on, whom Amalek is looking to hurt the most, that he's looking to use them as his breakfast, to have them for breakfast? Bedafka, those people that are far from the Kiddusha. Shehoyu ad achshav kivushim etzloi, which up until a certain point they were his customers, they were his guys, he had a good hold on them, and then they try to escape from him. Those are the ones whom Amalek is really after the most. And when the tzaddik wants to extract these neshamos from between the teeth of the satan, when a person is trapped somewhere, they say he's got him in his bite. You know, he has him in his mouth, like that kind of thing. He wants to swallow him. The satan gets very, very angry and jealous that his customers are being taken away, that Tzaddik's trying to take away his lunch, his breakfast. Ve'yoytze im kol chayoloisov lehilochem im atzadik va'anoshim shekirvam lashem izborach. And the Soton goes all out to attack the Tzaddik and these people whom the Tzaddik has tried to bring close to Hashem. Kemo shekosuv, as it says in the Chumash, vayizamev becho kol hanecheshalim achrecho. That who did Amalek attack? He attacked those that were the Zonov, the tail of the Yidden, those people that were very far from Kedusha, that were just starting to come into the Kedusha, like they're on the tail. Va'ato oyef v'yogea v'lo yore elikim. And the Jews at that point were very weak and tired and lacking in fear of Hashem. Those are the ones who Amalek went after. Sheheim ha'chalushei koyach sheb'Yisrael. This refers to the weak people in Am Yisrael, not the tzaddikim, but the furthest ones from the Kedusha. Shehoyu ha'onon poiltam, which the cloud would not allow them in its mechitza. When the Jews traveled, they had a protective covering of the Anan Yakove, those seven clouds. But it's thought that the Erev Rav, number one, the Erev Rav especially, or those Jews that were really, really far from the Kedusha, the Anan Yakove didn't include them and didn't protect them, and those were the ones that Amalek wanted to hit. He knew that inside the cloud he couldn't get them, they were protected. But Bedavka, those that are Nechsholim Achrecha, those that are on the outside perimeters of Yiddishkeit, those are the ones whom the Tzaddik wants to bring close, and Amalek gets really nervous about it. Verak Alehem Bo Amalek Lehilochin. And it's only over those Jews that Amalek came to battle. At Tzaddikim, he knows that there's no battle. There's nothing to fight about. There's no chance. But he knows that there are these Yidden that are just holding on a string. Their connection is very weak. Those are the ones whom Amalek wants to get. And that's where the main battle takes place between Amalek and the Tzaddik, fighting over those neshamos. Kim ha-tzaddikim hu amitim giborei koyach inun dekavshnes yitzrayim dedamyim amalochim imohem ein loy koyach lilochim. Because regarding the true tzaddikim, whom the Zohar Kodesh says, they're the ones who are called Giboirei Koyach. When it says in Tehillim, Giboirei Koyach Oysa Devoroi, it's talking about the Tzaddikim. Inun de Kavshnes Yitzroi. Who's a Giboir in Yiddishkeit? Ezehu Giboir HaKoyveshes Yitzroi. The Damien LeMalochim, the Zohar Kodesh says, they're like angels. With them, Amalek isn't stupid enough to think that he's got a shot, that he could do anything. Imohem Ein Lo Koyach Lilochim. Ki Kvar Lochamu Imoi Harboi Minureim. Because they've been fighting with him from when they were 4 years old, from they were little kids. The Kovshuoysi, and they beat him already. They won. They won the battle. Rak hu roitze lehilochemim hachalushei koyach shebi Yisrael. The ones whom he wants to battle is the weak ones in Am Yisrael. Shehem bechinas hanecheshalim. These chalushei koyach, the weak ones. V'yaf al pi shebe'emes heim chayovim gedoilim. And even though the truth is,
that these people deserve what they get to some. They're chayav. They're guilty. They're very guilty. Ki loy kovshu es tavosam, because they didn't conquer their evil desires. Ubevadai habchira etzel kol echad v'echad. And the fact is that every single person has bechira, has free choice. You didn't conquer it. Tough luck on you. Ve'im hoyu roitzim, and if these people really were sincere, and if they really wanted to conquer their yetzahara, hoyu mezgabrim aleihem, they could do it also. They could become tzaddikim also. Va'aleihem ne'emar, and about them the pasuk says, va'at limadet oisom olayich alufim l'roish. You're the one, you the Yidden, are the ones who brought it upon yourself, in a sense, to have these thousands of goyim on top of you. Meaning, it's your fault, not Hashem's fault. You had the opportunity to break your tivus, you had the same bechira as the tzaddikim had, and yet we didn't break it. Ach, afal pikein, Hashem yizborach, mole rachmim tomid. However, despite that, Hashem is loaded with kindness. V'chofetz chesed, when Hashem only wants good. And Hashem sends us in every single generation a true tzaddik, shehu rachmon godol ma'oid ma'oid belishir, who's got infinite kindness,